God said to my guest, who had a 13-pound tumor for 9 years, I dare you to do something, and you will be healed. Want to find out what God dared? Next. I'm here with Amy Frewdigger, and I kind of know her indirectly. I interviewed her father, Gary Cassie. And Amy, you were raised right, but something amazing happened along the way. You became a believer at just 5.
Yes.
I mean, it took me till I was 30. and then filled with the Holy Spirit at 8, started praying for the sick. I mean, you're on your way. Tell me one person who got healed back then.
So when I was just 8 years old, I was actually filled with the Holy Spirit. And in the same service, they asked the kids to come down and pray for the sick. So I came down, and I remember praying for this lady who came to the front, and she was healed as I prayed for her. And I remember her weeping and just saying how much Jesus had touched her. So that was such a profound moment in my life. And from, you know, I was raised in a Christian home. I was actually a pastor's kid, my parents' pastor. And so I was taught the Word of God from a very young age.
And even as a teen, you had visions.
Yeah.
What kind of visions?
So at a youth camp, I was called into ministry. I fell to my face, and I felt the glory of God hit me, and I had a vision of a bluish haze falling from the throne room of God and calling me into ministry, calling me to lead worship. And so also just, you know, profoundly seeing revival as something that I wanted to impact the world.
And so you'd say her life is predestined and has a great ministry in store for her. But at 18, mm-hmm. everything changed.
It did. You know, so from a very young age, I also compared myself to other people. And I struggled with insecurity, as a lot of us do. But I started to have physical symptoms in my body. At the age of 18, I remember my spine hurting so much and my muscles starting to ache and me starting to notice that my abdomen was getting hard and distended. And so, you know, I kind of ignored it at first. But over the next couple of years, it got to the point where I told my parents about it, and I said, you know, these are the issues I'm having. And I was having severe abdominal pain. I was having indigestion, all sorts of digestive things going on. And then also I started having infections out of nowhere in my organs. And that progressed over the next several years to the point where I looked like I was 6 months pregnant.
But you did go to a doctor.
I did. So my mom said, you know, well, we need to get this checked out. So she took me to a doctor who sent me to another doctor. The first doctor kind of looked at me and said, well, we see you're lacking curve in your spine. This is probably just the way that you are. You're going to have to live with this pain. And I remember thinking, gosh, this is like a life sentence. I mean, is this incurable? And, you know, this is, am I going to have
person.
To live with this? Right. Right. So, you know, there was this medical merry-go-round that kind of happened where a doctor would say, okay, let's check this out. Let's check that out. But there was no one diagnosis that said, okay, well, we can fix the problem with this. And that was really a hopeless place to be in, because I felt like I'm going to live with this forever.
And that was the physical.
Right.
I mean, it got to the point where you had a 13-pound growth inside of you?
Yeah. So finally, along those years, I went to another doctor who did some scans and x-rays and saw that there was a growth in my abdomen, had, you know, pushed my organs out of the way and had caused all sorts of internal issues. And when I saw that picture, I realized, you know, some of the physical issues. But on top of those physical issues that I struggled with for 9 years, I dealt with a tormenting spirit of self-hatred to the point where...
That was probably even worse than the physical.
It was. Soul sicknesses are some of the worst things that we can deal with. I was tormented with the fact that I'll never be good enough, that I'm unworthy, that something's wrong with me. And I constantly had compared myself to others from a young age, but I remember being so tormented that one night in my darkest moment, I looked in the mirror at myself and I said, I hate you. I hate the way I look. I hate my body. Why can't I be good enough? Why can't I, you know, have a normal body like other people? And that hatred toward myself was just tormenting. And it caused my body to react. I feel that it was part of the root cause of the physical symptoms that I was dealing with. And I started to give up on my future and my dreams. I started to see myself as something less than what God created me. And I had this fear of standing in front of people or doing anything for God, because this horrible torment and this physical spirit of infirmity really was attacking who I was. Not just, you know, my body, but my identity was under severe attack. And I knew that, but I also didn't know how to get free at that point.
What you're explaining is there was a disconnect between what you knew in your head and what you believed in your heart.
Absolutely. I had seen people healed, Sid, in a church service. A paralytic man was instantly healed by the power of God. I had seen multiple miracles in my lifetime, but there was a block between what I knew and what I could experience myself for me. And I knew, you know, it was on my end, but I wasn't sure how to get free from it or what to do about it until I came to a very crucial moment in my life.
Well, this lasted for 9 years, going to doctors, not getting answers, and finally, you saw what was going on with you physically.
Yeah, when I had been married a year to my wonderful husband, Jason, I saw a new doctor. He showed me that picture of that growth in my abdomen. He showed me where my spine was lacking curve and kind of said, you know, this is what's going on. And I took that x-ray home with me that day. And I remember getting on my face before the Lord that day and just crying out to God and having one of those moments where the pain of staying the same was greater than the pain of change. And I said, God, change me. Show me what I need to do. I want to receive my healing this year, but you're going to have to show me, Lord, what to do. And it was in that moment that he spoke to my heart, and he actually dared me to do something. He dared me to take him at his word for 30 days. And to shut off all the other messages in my life, to shut off all of the news, the social media, all of those things, and to exclusively focus on his voice and on the word of God. And I was like, okay, God, I'll take that dare. I'll take that because I want to have children. I want to.
For 9 years, so you certainly could give God 30 days.
Right, exactly, exactly. So, you know, I had put up with this, though. I had allowed these things to torment me, and I knew that I needed to stand up and make a change. So God challenged me and dared me. Look at my word, speak it out loud for 30 days. So I took 30 healing scriptures and I put them in my phone and I started speaking those out loud every single day, morning, noon, and night. Every time I had to get dressed and look at my body in the mirror, every time I felt worthless and broken and, you know, just like my future and my dreams would never come to pass, I would pull those out and start speaking the word of God. And what happened over those 30 days was God started to teach me 5 principles to accessing my healing.
Hold that thought. When you take a dare from God, you better be serious and you better get ready for a miracle. Get ready for your miracle. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Amy Cassie Frutiger's must-read book, Healed Overnight, plus her brand-new devotional book, The 30-Day Healing Dare, and her anointed 2-part audio CD teaching series, How to Rise and Be Healed. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9751. In this book, Healed Overnight, Amy shares her amazing miracle story, reveals the common misconceptions people have about healing, imparts true hope and encouragement for you to believe God for the impossible, helps you understand the practical steps you need to take toward unlocking your breakthrough, unveils to you 5 crucial steps to receiving your own supernatural healing.
There have been people set free from cancer, asthma that was chronic, tumors, pancreatic cancer, all sorts of things that have just completely been reversed by the power of God.
Amy includes powerful prayers on her 2-part audio CD teaching series for you to have the power to relinquish cherish any beliefs about yourself which are not good, for you to experience God's love and favor, for God to reveal His purpose and destiny for your life, for God to provide supernatural healing, provision, and healing of relationships. Plus, you will also get Amy Cassie Frutiger's brand new devotional book, The 30-Day Healing Dare. Amy dares you to take God at His word. This 30-day devotional will walk you through 30 days of faith-boosting revelation, unveil practical action steps, teach you to daily activate powerful healing scriptures, encourage you through the miracle testimonies she shares, give you daily positive confessions that will bring true results. Through this 30-day healing dare, you will learn how you can be set free from all mental and emotional pain, how to build faith for healing, how to rid your life of toxic thoughts, how to pray the prayer of faith. Don't miss out on getting Amy Cassie Frutiger's must-read book, Healed Overnight, plus her brand new devotional book, The 30-Day Healing Dare, and her anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, How to Rise and Be Healed. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9751. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9751 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, you had a dare from God.
Yes.
Tell me about those 30 days.
So God dared me to take Him at His word. And He reminded me of that scripture that says, I'm not a man that I should lie. Every promise that I've given you is yes and amen. And so I started looking at the promises of God concerning healing, and I started looking at the fact that He did not create me to be broken. He didn't make me to be sick. That wasn't His destiny and His purpose for my life. And when I really started to see that in the Word of God and believe it, my heart started to change toward myself. So first, Sid, I had to get free of that self-hatred. I had to get free from that identity crisis that I was living in and see who I was in Christ. And then I saw what He'd given me, that He'd given me healing. It was part of my covenant that Jesus paid for. And that was not something that I really could receive before, because I was actually breaking the law of love against myself. I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't able to accept anything from God. So as those 30 days progressed, I noticed that my heart started to change toward myself, and the Lord started to teach me these five steps we'll talk about in a moment. And then as I spoke those scriptures, I didn't feel anything at first emotionally. I didn't feel, you know, oh, super powered or anything like that. But as those 30 days went by, joy started to rise in my heart, until finally one day I called my husband on the phone and I was dancing around my house. And I said, Jason, I have a supernatural just revelation that I am healed, because I was healed. And if I was healed on the cross, then I am healed today. And finally, you know, I had faith to receive, and I knew it. I knew that I knew that I knew that Jesus had paid the price for me to walk free from that pain. And nobody can convince me otherwise. Up until that point, I
wouldn't
didn't
want
say
to
that.
Try. I can see that.
I called him and he was like, yes. So I said, we're going to go down and let the elders of the church pray for us this weekend. And Jason, I will be healed when they pray for me. And I knew in my heart that I could receive now, because all those blockages were out of the way. All the things God had taught me through those 30 days, it was like the lights came on for the first time. Clarity came to my mind and my heart about what God had paid for, but also who I was. My identity had been restored.
Now, most people, your identity has been tampered with. God wants it restored. And as a result of your identity being tampered with, it's hard for you to believe any of the promises of God's word. But consider you're getting a 30-day challenge, a dare from God right now. Amy, so they prayed for you, and I assume you were instantly healed.
So I was not instantly healed the moment we prayed at the altar on the outside. But on the inside, Sid, I knew that that was the moment I received my healing. And I always tell people, you know, sometimes the supernatural realm's faster than the natural realm, and it takes a moment for the natural realm to catch up to what's already happened in the supernatural realm. So I walked away from the altar feeling exactly the same, looking exactly the same, in pain, looking like I still had that, you know, 6 months pregnant look. And but I knew that on September 28th at 1:00 p.m., I was healed. And I wrote that in my Bible. So I just started praising God for it. I thanked Him. Lord, I thank You that on September 28th, I was healed. This body was changed. All this pain was taken from me. And I changed my perspective. I shifted it from, it will be one day. One day I'll be healed, to, it was already done. It's a finished work. And now I'm just enforcing what Jesus paid for. I'm enforcing the work that He already did. So for 2 weeks, I did that. I just thanked the Lord that I was healed. I didn't ask Him. I didn't beg Him anymore, you know, for healing. I knew that it was done. 2 weeks after I received
that sounds
prayer,
like believing before you see.
You know,
it sounds like what Abraham did.
That's right. It was credited to him as righteousness. Faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So even though we don't see it with our physical eyes, it was already completed. And I knew that. I stood on that. And for 2 weeks, I just kept my joy on.
So you drew the line in the sand.
Yes.
Devil, I don't care what I see. Devil, I don't care what you say. But I know it's happened.
That's
and you
right.
had joy, you told me.
That's right. You know, every time the devil tried to come in those 2 weeks and say, oh, well, it didn't work. It didn't work that time either. I would not let the devil complete his sentence. I would cut him off. And I want to challenge someone today. Stop letting the devil finish his sentence. Start interrupting him and speaking the word of God. And that's what I would do for those 2 weeks. And I kept my joy. I kept my peace. I knew that it was completed just like it is for you today. You don't have to live in sickness and disease like the devil's been telling you. So that night that I went to bed 2 weeks later, I spoke my scriptures. I was in pain just like normal, but I said, Lord, I thank You. I'm healed. The next morning I woke up and I sat up in bed and my husband looked over at me and he said, Amy, what happened to your body? And I said, what do you mean? And then I realized, I looked down and I realized, said that that 13-pound growth was completely gone. Then I felt my spine and I realized the curvature of my back was back. And those vertebrae that had been sticking out were normal. And I had curve in my back. I reached down, I got out of bed, reached down and touched my toes for the first time in 9 years. I ran to the mirror and looked in the mirror and I could not believe what I saw. I had a brand new body. I had a brand new body that was recreated. My spine, all those organs were back in place. That tumor was gone. And you know, from that moment till now, I have been completely and totally healed. I called my mom on the phone who had seen my struggle, right? And she starts crying and she comes over to my house and she gives me a hug and she doesn't feel that growth anymore. And you know, my whole family just came over, they're crying and praising the Lord. And it totally and radically changed not only my life, but it changed multiple people's lives who saw the working power of the Lord in me and in my body.
Okay, you wrote this book, Healed Overnight. Why, in your heart of hearts, why did you write this book?
Once I experienced the miracle working power of the Lord and I saw my struggle, I mean, people looked at me and said, well, she's the pastor's kid. She looks like she's doing everything right. Why isn't she healed? I knew why I had not been healed. And God taught me 5 steps to accessing supernatural healing during those 30 days, that 30-day healing dare. And I wanted to tell everybody, I wanted to tell every person who was sick that they didn't have to live that way any longer, that there was an answer and Jesus was their answer. And so I started telling everybody I knew, and you know, multiple people started receiving their healing as I was sharing my story.
And what I found is there is such a presence of God when she shares what she knows was truth, what she knows changed her whole life, what she knows got her connected with her destiny and calling. Now, you told me that that God showed you 5 supernatural steps. Could you briefly tell us those steps?
Yes. So the first one that I think everybody needs, no matter what you're believing God for today, is you need a restoration of your identity as a child of the healer, of Father God. And I struggled with that for many years, not knowing who I was, not knowing what I had access to as His child. And a lot of, you know, Christians are living in the foyer, if you will, of this massive kingdom, but they've just kind of, they've gotten into the kingdom, they've opened the door, and God's given them the key to every single other door in that mansion to peace, to healing, to abundance, whatever they need, but they haven't accessed those things because they haven't used those keys that God has given them. And so the Lord showed me, you know, there's a banquet hall of healing. You need to access that through your identity as a child of the kingdom and of the King. So that was the first thing that I had to do. And the second one was to repaint my picture of possibility through faith. And that was just simply coming by listening to the word, speaking the word, meditating on the truth instead of the facts. You know, we can look at the facts and say, okay, yes, the doctors say this about my body, but the truth says I am healed. The truth from the word of God says I don't have to live this way any longer. And so there's a difference. You know, can I acknowledge the facts, but stand on the truth. And then that third one after that was to take up my authority, because I had allowed that tormenting spirit of fear and shame and unworthiness. I had allowed those things and that infirmity to stay in my body. And some of you have done that as well, where you've just kind of allowed those things to remain in your life. Stop letting the devil finish his sentence. Stop allowing those things. Stand up and take the authority that Jesus paid for, those keys to the kingdom that he's already given us. And I'm not a fighter. I'm not, you know, someone who's going to stand up and be all in your face. But the Lord told me, you've got to stop allowing these things to happen to you. Stop letting life happen to you and start speaking life to what is happening. The others were pray the prayer of faith. So I waited until I knew faith was there before I received healing and prayer from the elders of our church. And then the final one was to praise God for the victory. Praise is the posture that we take when we're just standing and believing, knowing that it's already finished and completed. So being in the presence of the healer is more important than anything else, right? When we're in his presence, he changes everything.
Okay. Amy, people are ready to have instant miracles.
Yes.
You are ready. I tell you, you are ready. Pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Right now, you're touching people's bodies. In Jesus' name, we command that spirit of infirmity to go right now. Take your hands off of God's people, God's property, the temples of the Holy Spirit. Right now, just lay your hand on that area of your body that you want to receive a touch from the Lord. And just say this. Say, Jesus, I receive your miracle-working power in my body. You paid for it on the cross 2,000 years ago. And if I was healed, I am healed right now by the blood of Jesus. I access that supernatural healing power. Whew, thank you, Lord. Right now, you're being set free from that identity crisis, that shame, that emotional pain that you've been in for so many years. Right now, be set free, be delivered by the power of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, right now. And I just see pancreatic cancers going, nodes on the vocal cords are going right now in Jesus' name. Somebody else has an autoimmune disorder that the doctors have given you no hope either, and it's chronic. Right now, we command those cells to come into alignment with the Word of God and the truth that says you are free today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bind that spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, we demand justice in this situation, and fear, you have no right to remain. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. They've been delivered from panic attacks. They've been delivered from all anxiety and fear right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And someone has not been able to have children. That destiny is being changed right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. He's changing your family's future. He's changing that destiny. Right now, receive that child. Receive that promise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're changing that destiny. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's having children right now and you've been told you can't. Thank you, Lord. Right now, Father, we receive your healing anointing. Whew, just flooding their life, flooding their family. A mom is concerned about a child right now, just like my mom was concerned about me and suffering because of my sickness right now. Mom, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus right now. Take authority over that demonic spirit that's been invading your family's home right now. Draw the bloodline and say it has to go now in Jesus' name. Whew, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We receive that, Father. We thank you today. By your stripes, we were healed. Romans 8:11 says the same power that brought Jesus out of the grave right now is quickening bodies, changing destinies, God, changing futures. Thank you, Father God, right now, by your Spirit, we call it done. Thank you, Lord.